What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, getting into the week here. A lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And I'm going to start here with kind of a gut call here. I don't really have a reason to base this on. But just all of a sudden, it feels like the world has taken a bit of a step back from the war issue. We have Trump getting ready to talk with Putin. We have North Korea and South Korea making nice. China is still up in arms over Taiwan and everything. But it doesn't feel quite like we're on the precipice like it felt about a week ago. Doesn't mean we're still not in danger. But I think maybe we've got time to take a little bit of a deep breath and maybe people will start calming down here again. Now, getting into our domestic politics, back over to the FBI, the most recently revealed texts are starting to look like they're going to be a major, major scandal. And, of course, we're talking about the text between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, which seem to implicate the White House in coordinating with this effort to try and gin up some kind of a collusion case against Donald Trump. And the reason this is significant is because the public position of the Obama White House was they were not involved at all with any of this. And so it looks like the Obama administration has been covering up their coordination with the FBI and with the CIA, and pressure is starting to build on White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, Senator Harry Reid, and the CIA's John Brennan. Now, getting back on over to the FBI, they're still reeling from that court decision down in Florida where the wife of the Pulse nightclub shooter was found not guilty on all counts. The government's entire case was based on the FBI's claim that she had signed a confession after somewhere between 11, 14 hours of highly coercive interrogation, and she finally signed a document supposedly written by the FBI itself. Now, this is a woman, let's be gentle on her. She's got an IQ of 84. And if you put enough pressure on somebody, eventually they'll sign anything. Remember how they got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to confess to being the mastermind of 9/11? They waterboarded him something like 150 times. And then made him listen while his kids were locked in metal boxes with biting insects. And the FBI doesn't have a good reputation. And the jury basically said that, no, we don't believe the FBI on this. Okay. We're under a flash flood watch, we've just been informed. And let's look at the FBI's performance. Even by federal government standards, they are incompetent. COINTELPRO, Richard Jewell, the Ruby Ridge Massacre, Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing, the anthrax witch hunt, the forensic lab scandal, that was a biggie, and of course the Hillary cover-up. They really don't serve the American people in any kind of a useful capacity. They are the American version of the Gestapo, there to enforce the will of the rulers. Now, Devin Nunes is getting very, very angry with the Department of Justice because they keep requesting documents and the Department of Justice stalls or refuses. And it's almost like the Department of Justice has become weaponized against the truth getting out. It's become weaponized against political opposition. It's become weaponized against the American people. And so Nunes has now issued new subpoenas. And he's saying point blank, if the subpoena is not honored, he's going to move to contempt of Congress. And once he has the contempt of Congress conviction, he's going to move to impeach. Impeachment is not just for members of Congress and the White House. Department of Justice officials can be impeached and removed by Congress. Now, over at Robert Mueller, he's still out there wasting time and money. He's gone way off the track of trying to prove any kind of collusion. He's now investigating a consulting firm with ties to Jared Kushner's Middle East policy, Point Man. And they're now focusing on this meeting between a Trump campaign advisor and Blackwater founder Eric Prince and a Kremlin-linked banker on the Seychelles Islands in January of 2017. This was after Trump had won the election. Now, Eric Prince has said the meeting was just coincidental. The Times report is claiming Mueller is looking into whether Nader was there to help funnel money from Russia to Trump through the United Arab Emirates. It's a fishing expedition, and that's not the way special counsels are supposed to work. Special counsels are not supposed to be appointed until there is actual evidence obtained through normal Department of Justice investigation that something wrong has happened, some crime has been committed. Mueller's just out there fishing, and he's come up empty. Let's take a phone call. Larry in Indiana. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, it just seems like they're trying to do item after item after item to keep people distracted. I mean, I'm looking around and seeing some of the craziest things these days. I don't see why you don't do a topic on... I invite anybody to take a look at a Roman numeral clock these days and tell me if it looks like what you thought it did, even the real old ones on the courthouses. How does a Roman numeral IV change to a 1111 and all the B numbers turn upside down on almost every clock out there, Mike? Hundreds of things have changed in what we're calling our reality with this Mandela effect, and nobody's talking about it. I know the Statue of Liberty wasn't on Liberty Island.
I happen to have a clock that uses the Roman numerals, and it looks like a normal clock to me, so I'm afraid.
Well, I invite you and everybody to look around, because I'm finding almost none of them the way they were. Even on eBay, out of hundreds, I found maybe three that were as they were. I mean, those Roman numerals were not upside down like they are now.
Larry, I got to tell you, I don't care how much of a rush you are in when you get up in the morning. You have got to stop drying your hair in the microwave oven, because it's having an effect. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back to the real world. There's an interesting article from Oroz.com, and I agree with what it's saying. Basically, there's a new study out showing that the current state of American polarization is less about a disagreement on the actual issues and more about a team sport mentality. I'm on the liberal team, therefore I will just fight liberal, and it doesn't matter what they're saying and how silly they get with men in the women's restroom. I'm a liberal. That's my team. Go team, go team. Get the cheerleaders out there. And I agree. And part of that is because we have seen so many of these campaigns, especially Hillary's, running not on the issues and the platform and the policies, but as a personality cult. And liberalism shows all the signs of actually being a cult experience to the same extent that Scientology is. And so this article is absolutely right. Americans, most Americans, aren't discussing the issues. They're not discussing the war. They're not discussing the realities about what happens with open borders. It's just out, my team is for open borders, and I'm going to fight that, and we will win, victory or death. Blood makes the grass grow. And so forth and so on. Now, over at Investment Watch Blog, they basically came out with an article saying most of us really are sheep. Experiments in social compliance show few people argue with authority figures. Now, this is a look back at the Stanley Milgram experiments. And if you are not familiar with what I'm talking about, this was an experiment that was run by Yale University psychologist Stanley Milgram to try and figure out why so many people went along with the Nazi platform and Hitler, even though they knew in their heart of hearts it was wrong to do so. And he wrote a book in 1974, Obedience to Authority, detailing this experiment. And it was controversial. And it actually resulted in an episode on The Twilight Zone starring a young William Shatner. And then more recently, a movie that was went into more depth about the experiment. And basically what it was is Stanley Milgram had these two volunteers come into this room, and they would do a coin toss where one would be the test subject and the other would be the testor. and the test subject would go into a booth and be wired up with electrodes. And the testor would sit at this little box, which had these little buttons with voltage numbers on them. And he would ask a series of questions of the test subject. And every time the test subject answered wrong, the testor had to administer a shock. Now, it was all a setup. The guy in the booth wired up to the electrodes was part of the experimental team. The guy at the control box, that was the real test subject. And what Stanley Milgram found is that the vast majority of people, even though they were verbally saying, I don't like this, I don't like inflicting pain, would go on and just respond to the authority to say, you must complete this process, you must take it all the way to the end. And it is a very damning look into the heart of the human psyche, that we are predisposed to simply knuckle into to an authority figure, even when we know in our heart of hearts it is wrong to do so. Now, over in Pennsylvania, there is a lawsuit being filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, where they have discovered something like at least 100,000 non-citizens registered to vote in Pennsylvania. And state officials are stonewalling requests for access to the data that could show how large the problem really is. So they filed a lawsuit in federal court in Harrisburg, arguing that Pennsylvania bureaucrats are concealing facts about non-citizens registering and voting. Now, we said that Pennsylvania admitted back in the 1990s there was a glitch that allowed non-citizens applying to renew driver's licenses to be offered the chance to register to vote. And Pilf just wants to find out how big the problem is. And Pennsylvania officials are simply stonewalling. And this Public Interest Law Foundation says they found the same problem in many other states. This is a scandal. Illegal immigrants are coming into this country. They're being lured here by Democratic promises of free stuff as long as they will vote Democratic. This is election fraud and immigration fraud on a massive, massive scale. And Trump had better do something about it, or he's going to lose the Congress in November, and he will lose the White House in 2020. And I, for one, cannot fathom his inaction on this. If I were sitting in that office, I would have fixing and overhauling the election system as one of my top priorities. Now, getting on over to the war zones, government forces have liberated five more settlements in the Rostan pocket. They established control of the town of Taxis and the villages of Zur Abadarda, Jamikila, Al-Mashia, Imara in the Rostan pocket in northern Homs. Now, these villages have been controlled by local militants under the influence of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda. However, the Syrian Arab army reached an understanding with the locals and was able to enter the area without any fighting. More and more of these U.S.-backed rebels are laying down their guns and accepting the amnesty and getting on out of there. And the elimination of these little pockets is an important part of the wider effort aimed at challenging other much bigger threats to the territorial integrity of Syria. So Assad is winning this war. And I want you to keep that in mind, because if the U.S. wants to escalate this war, and I know Donald Trump said we're leaving there, but we know that there's a lot of people around him who want to reverse that. So there may be another chemical weapons false flag in Syria. And remember, there's no reason for Assad to do something like that, because he is already winning the war. And he knows that a chemical weapons attack will bring the United States back in. Now, oddly enough, over in Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responded to Donald Trump's statement saying that he thinks the U.S. Ought to stay in Syria and keep its military presence there. And bin Salman is starting to really throw his weight around in the Middle East. There'll be more about that later on. Now, it may be that the Saudi crown prince is realizing that Trump is intending for Saudi Arabia to come on in and sort of keep Syria in check. And maybe Saudi Arabia doesn't really want to do that. But it was an interesting comment for him to come on out and make, to say that he wants the U.S. to stay in Syria, which, again, we must remember, the United States does not have a legal right to be in Syria. And hang on a minute. I'm having a little technical issue here. I'm having a little issue with this machine. Okay, we're back. Now, there used to be a time a few years ago, in fact, during the first and second Iraq wars, where the U.S. military had this slogan, "We own the night." And that was because of our advanced third generation night vision devices. Now, we're all familiar with night vision. You can go on out on eBay or military surplus, and you can buy a lot of the first generation night vision scopes. But right now, the U.S. military are up to the third generation night vision scopes. These are the ones that really can see clearly on an absolutely moonless night, just by the stars, even with a mild overcast. And they do not emit infrared as illuminators, so they don't give their positions away. They're very, very powerful tools. But apparently up in Afghanistan, the Taliban has acquired much of the same technology. They're either seizing it from slain Afghan troops who were equipped by the United States, or they simply buy it up on the black market, and there's a lot of it floating around. The Pentagon is aware of the program. They don't know how to fix it. And so these Taliban fighters who are now wearing night vision goggles have more than doubled nighttime attacks on Afghan and U.S. troops between 2014 and 2017. It's hard to keep that technology on one side or the other. And I have one of those old first generation Russian night vision scopes. I got it when we were living in Washington State. I used to watch wildlife at night with it. But amazingly enough, the new generation of digital cameras see better in low light than those first generation night vision scopes. Now, Lindsey Graham is out there. He's basically part of the Let's Get Russia bandwagon. And he's out there just with this venomous spiel against Russia, and saying that Russia is out of control and that the U.S. authorities are doing against the Russian side is no longer working. And he thinks Trump is not able to handle the Russian leadership. Now, Lindsey Graham is urging the White House to attempt total economic isolation of the Russian Federation. First of all, to deprive Moscow of energy buyers. This is to try and undermine the Nord Stream 2 project. And he cited the example of former U.S. President Ronald Reagan's policy toward the USSR in the 1980s. Remember when Reagan used to call them the evil empire? And Graham pointed out that every time the USSR tried to develop its military technology, Reagan would outstrip the enemy a step further, ultimately culminating in the Strategic Defense Initiative. There's only one small problem with that. During that whole period of Reagan-Bush military buildup, the U.S. went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation, and we have never gotten out of that problem. So Lindsey Graham is like saying, yeah, sure, let's bankrupt the nation. Let's plunge it further into debt. It doesn't really matter as long as we get those gosh darn Russians. Well, Lindsey, if you really feel that way about it, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Mind your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Vladimir Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But my money is on Putin to whip your ass, to be brutally honest about it. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Lee in Nashville, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just trying to see how we're supposed to take Trump as a good guy when he's still supporting Goldman Sachs and he's still supporting ISIS and he's still supporting doing a lot of the things that Obama did. Plus, take a look at Roman numeral clocks, folks. They have changed. Mandela effect. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
The funny thing is, up till he said the Roman numeral thing, yeah, Trump is a disappointment. And yeah, I supported him in the election primarily to keep Hillary out of the White House. But I mean, yeah, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's a breaking news story. Apparently, there have been gunshots fired at the YouTube headquarters building in San Bruno, California. And apparently, a product manager tweeted there's an active shooter on campus. The police department instructed people to stay away from the building. And employees first thought there'd been an earthquake, but they evacuated the building. And they're saying the shooter may have committed suicide. So no other details at this time. We'll stay on top of that story as well. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Andrew in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Thanks for having me. I agree with the last caller, minus the, minus the Roman numeral issue, whatever that is. I see that Trump is being hypocritical, I guess, when it comes to some of the things he said. But, for the most part, it does seem like he's a neocon and he's surrounded by neocons. I mean, that's just a label. I just think he's part of the system and he's happy to have power. And I hope, for the best, I hope that, hey, somewhere deep down inside he's a constitutionalist. And he wants to restore sound money, but it sadly seems like, the war drums are beaten. Even if, like you said, it has died down a little bit the past week, but maybe two steps forward, one step back. That's the way they usually have brought tyranny into America. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, put my two cents out there that I don't have a lot of confidence in Trump at all right now.
No, I don't either.
Ever.
The only way I will support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary runs again. Other than that,
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, this Skripal situation has been dragging on and dragging on and dragging on, and Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is basically saying Great Britain is in a race to the bottom in terms of how they've been handling this entire situation, the propaganda, the warmongering, the absolute absence of any normal protocols of decency, or let's find out the facts before we rush to judgment. And he goes on to say, they've really taken this too far. And I tend to agree. I think we're all on Skripal burnout. And it hasn't proved to be this global rallying cry against Russia that perhaps Theresa May hoped it would be, because there's a lot of dissension within her own government. There are many of the countries in the EU that are refusing to go along with the expulsion of the Russian diplomats. China has stepped into the fray and saying that Russia is owed an apology for being accused of this crime without any proof whatsoever. And it goes on to say that the West disregards due process. It's trying to bully Russia, but its failure to do so shows the West is no longer leading the world community. And in its desire to cling to power, it has actually become a threat to other nations. And that is absolutely, absolutely correct here. Now, Serbia has gone public saying that Great Britain is trying to put pressure on them to expel Russian diplomats from Belgrade. And Serbia is saying, no, we're not going along with that. Meanwhile, NATO is trying to use the Skripal case to sort of tighten the ranks ahead of the NATO alliance's summit, where the NATO leadership is going out to the NATO nations saying, you know, we're going to be making some changes at the summit. We've all got to pull together. We've all got to put aside our differences. We've got to unite militarily because the Russians are coming, and the Skripal case proves it. They've got chemical weapons, and they're going to be painting it on all of our doorknobs unless we go and attack them. It's Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction all over again. And a giant monkey wrench just got thrown into this whole thing. Because in response to demands by most of the world's governments that some kind of proof be provided that the Novichok used on the Skripals came from Russia, the British government gave samples to Porton Down and said, find something in there that links to Russia. And Porton Down came on back and said, we can't. There's nothing there. There's nothing here that says this came from Russia or was even made in Russia. It's anonymous. Well, so now the story has changed, according to an article in the Daily Beast. Britain is saying that, well, whoever tried to assassinate Skripal and his daughter, and wherever they got the Novichok, certainly they had Putin's approval. That's the new spin. Yes, maybe somebody else did it. Maybe the Novichok came from someplace else, but Putin had to know, and he had to approve. You got to be pretty gullible to buy into that one. Let's be very honest about that. You have to be about as gullible to believe that as to believe that the Roman numerals on the clocks are flipping upside down right about now. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we have a caller on the line as soon as we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, so, hey, Mike, crazy glue, when you touch it against your fingers, how long does it take to bond? About 10 seconds?
Yeah, it's really fast.
Well, Novichok, if it was on the doorknob, which it would have been, as soon as they reached the car, they would have been dead. Because it'd be like,
yeah,
DX,
that's,
but, you know,
that's how fast Novichok will work. And so this idea that they touched their doorknob and they didn't suffer the effects until 7 hours later, no, there's a big hole in the story.
Boris Johnson, Theresa May, the whole British government, they are look like our government, a bunch of lying scumbag morons. Like, I feel sorry for the British people and the American people, not all of them, because, you know, your listeners and people, like, you know, we know what's going on. But how can anybody believe this same crap? It's like after Iraq and Vietnam. I mean, how can you be this stupid to buy this crap? You know, I don't think the British people are buying it now.
I don't think anybody is buying it. I know the governments are responding to political pressure to go along with a certain agenda. But by and large, I'm not aware of hardly anybody who's believing any of this stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. The story, you notice it's getting kind of quiet with it now, though. You notice that? Because it served its purpose of demonizing Russia. That was, you know, it's time to move on to a different story. And there's going to be plenty more where this came from. You know that, you know, because this is like a like the never-ending story. You know, it's like against Russia and China. Hey, Mike, what, did you watch any of the, I don't know if you had time to watch any of the conference between Putin and Erdogan, but...
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I watched some, they you know, they pushed ahead the S-400.
Yes, they did. Yes. I'd heard that secondhand.
So that means, Mike, that Turkey is on Russia's side. I mean, this...
I'm not sure about that. I think Turkey is kind of a wild card. They seem to be cozying up to this party, then that party. And I think Erdogan, especially ever since that failed coup d'etat, he's kind of a loose cannon on deck, and nobody's really sure what he's about. Now, one of the stories that is coming out from Zero Hedge is that when Trump is saying we're going to let somebody else take care of Syria, that might in fact be France, because France has been wanting to increase their military presence in Syria all along, and they have no more legal right to be there than the United States. But it risks a confrontation between France and Turkey, who are both members of NATO. So even as they're trying to use the Skripal case to bring NATO together, Syria is actually running the risk of having NATO break apart into two opposing factions.
I don't think France can take Turkey, because Turkey's over there and France ain't. It's going to be a hell of a lot harder to move their equipment in at that point. You know, I might remember France, Syria used to be a colony of France. So this all started with France, Britain, and the United States were trying to get rid of Assad. A lot of people don't know that, but it had to do with oil pipelines, part of the story.
Yes.
And this goes back to what, Sarkozy, right?
Yes.
You know? So there's a lot of, you know, even though Sarkozy and the following prime minister, just like Trump or Bush or the Clintons, you still have like a deep state in France. You got a deep state in Britain. You got a deep state in the West, you know. But who knows where this is going to go. But, yeah, Turkey's carving out a part of Syria, but I believe, Mike, is that they're on the side of the Russians after the coup with Gulen living in Pennsylvania, and that whole shootdown with the Russian plane, that could have been, Mike, like a breakaway group like that tried to take over Turkey. You know, that could have been like, you know, a coup. It was part of the coup with shooting down the Russian plane. Erdogan might have not had nothing to do with that. That was the element.
It's entirely possible, but you're right. Erdogan went into Syria basically saying, we're just going after the Kurds, nothing to worry about. Now they basically said that Afrin is now being governed by Turkish authority. And so, yeah, Turkey has already carved off a piece of Syria for itself. It's a small piece, but I'm sure that Assad is not happy about that. Now, getting on back to something you said earlier, I think the reason this Skripal thing is starting to fade is not because it's the end of the propaganda cycle and it served its purpose. I think exactly the opposite. They're coming to understand they didn't get any traction with this. People just are not buying the propaganda any longer. And that's a good thing for people not to buy the propaganda. The downside is, of course, the next escalation step upward from that are outright false flag attacks.
You're right, Mike. Since this didn't work, the next operation would be substantially worse, you know, like to the point where, you know, how much further can you push, you know, the bear? You know what I mean, Mike? How much further can you poke the bear before it swaps you back with one swap? You know, not multiple swaps. It'd be one big swap. You know, and the world will feel it, you know. Hey, and Mike, real quick, did you ever hear of something called the Phoenix Program?
Yes, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it was the assassination program in Vietnam.
But do you think that, like, it also had to do with, like, propaganda? And do you think that's going on here now in this country? Like, they're using that program all over the world now. It seems, right? I mean,
they have different programs and they have different code names. I think Operation Phoenix was in Vietnam. I'm sure they use different names because the whole idea is to keep all of this stuff compartmentalized so you can't find, you can't expose one operation and have it lead you to expose others. So it's all highly compartmentalized. There's no question propaganda is being used on the American people. It used to be illegal. They were doing it anyway. Now it's perfectly legal and they've ramped it up even higher.
You know what's scary, though, Mike, about this whole thing? There's actually people that, I mean, it's just amazing how they can get so many people to follow these programs without asking any question. You know, that's what's scary. You're like in Vietnam.
Well, that goes back to Stanley Milgram. That goes back to Stanley Milgram.
They had people cutting people's heads off, putting them on sticks in villages to scare the villagers from going along with, you know, the rebellion against, you know, the undemocratic, you know, South Vietnam, because, you know, we had the puppet in there, the dictator, you know, and people was against that. That's what Vietnam was about. You know, we put a puppet in and everybody was starting to, most people like in Ho Chi Minh City, well, the South Vietnamese people was for the North. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, so they had to keep
them
in check.
Well, remember the leader of South Vietnam was assassinated only a short while before John F. Kennedy himself.
Yeah, man. Mike, how sad, like, when you look at, like, what we are Americans, you look what our government has done. Like, it's a disgrace. Just, there's no morals. It's like, they're not human beings. You know, it's like, I mean, we talk about communists killed this many people, that. Look in your own house, man. You know, look at our own house and clean this
absolutely
crap up.
You know? Absolutely. We have no right to claim to be the moral leaders of the world until we get our own house in order. That's the ultimate hypocrisy of it all. Anyway, Dustin, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? So I've been gone for a while. I had open heart surgery, so I've been out of commission for a little bit. But anyway,
well, I was kind of wondering where you went. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling much better. You know, the thing is, the doctor don't like, but I stopped taking those statin medications because my feet were swelling up. I was always sick to my stomach and always had a bad taste in my mouth. Once I got rid of them, stopped taking the medication, started taking natural, going back on a Cenobite, and, you know, I'm feeling much better now.
Well, they've pretty much decided statins don't actually do what they're supposed to do. Statins were supposed to slowly melt away the arterial plaque, and what they've discovered it does is it'll actually cause large chunks of it to fall off all at once, and those chunks will get stuck in some very inconvenient places. And I think that was how we lost my youngest brother, because he'd gone on to a health kick. He'd been heavy like I was. And he'd lost a lot of weight. He was hiking, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, you've got to be on statins. And he was on statins for about 3 months, and he suffered a stroke. And then about 4 months after that, he suffered a heart attack and died. And he was like 10 years younger than I was.
Now, but anyway, getting on to my topic, you know, even talking to some people in a hospital, now people in a checkout line, you know, there's something saying that Rush is really getting picked on this time because you know, you looked at the doping scandal, you know, an Olympian having his having a bronze medal strip that's curling that really has nothing to do with using strength in the Olympics and getting over this doping. And we're starting to figure out it's all selective abuse. But then here in countries boycotting Russia for the World Cup game and, you know, you got the diplomats being expelled. And, you know, and the thing is, and this is where I'm coming at. You know, with Donald Trump sending military to the border, you know, really making a stand on the border issue, don't be surprised if our athletes are caught doping and our medals stripped too, because we ain't playing ball with the globalists anymore.
Yes.
So I really think Russia got a bad rap.
Of course they got a bad rap. This thing was just absurd on the face of it. After the fall of the Soviet Union, everybody was buddy-buddy. The U.S. and Russia were doing business, and it was okay to be doing business with the Russians. And now, of course, retroactively, they're trying to demonize Donald Trump because his business empire was doing business in Russia. And you have to understand that's really is absurd. And when Putin took over direct control of Russia's central bank, that was pretty much when all of a sudden the West turned against him and just started going after him. And this whole thing with the Skripal case, yeah, it's Iraq all over again. Oh, we accuse Russia of having chemical weapons and assassinating people on our soil. And again, I don't think they're getting a lot of traction with it. They really aren't.
Well, you know, the thing is, it even made a lot of people mad here too. It's like, when the Olympics happened, the Russians were not allowed to carry their own flag in the Olympics.
Yes.
And that's a real insult. And I have
especially
a feeling
when you realize in the original Olympics, the spirit of the original Olympics was the Olympics transcended nations and war and politics. In the ancient times, when the Olympics came around, armies would literally stop right where they were and put down their weapons and go do the games. And today, of course, the Olympics have become highly politicized. They've become another battleground. And I feel sorry for those athletes who are in the crosshairs, who are training their entire lives to go for the Olympics, and then all of a sudden some politician somewhere says, well, you can't go, or the athletes from another country can't go, or you can't march under your own flag. And I really feel sorry for those kids because they shouldn't be caught up in all of this. There are even allegations that some of these athletes who were suspended for doping may have been framed. That somebody tampered with their samples in order to basically, get them out of the games. And this kind of dirty politics and dirty playing is so contrary to the spirit of the Olympics. They've really destroyed what the Olympics is supposed to stand for.
Well, you know, you're confusing the athletes with doping, but I'm hearing like now the International Olympic Committee says now if you say you're a woman, you're actually a man, you can actually be on the ladies' wrestling team. Which I really think, and they're worried about doping. This is happening. Very hypocritical.
They actually said that. Said that?
No, it's actually, yeah. The International Olympic Committee said, I read about it, said, if you say that you're a woman, you're actually a man, you can be on the women's wrestling team.
That is absurd.
Yeah.
You know something? I think we need two new cabinet positions in the White House. We need a secretary of decency, and most importantly, we need a secretary of common sense to get away from all of this. Or if you're going to say that men and women can compete in the same teams, start breaking it up into weight classes so that you don't have big hulking males competing against much smaller women. But to just say that men who self-identify as women can compete in the women's wrestling event, that's absurd. And it's cheating those women who are women, born women. They know they're women. They've trained very hard to win at the women's wrestling. And all of a sudden, there's this big hulking guy who's allowed to basically pound them into the mat because of political correctness.
Well, it's a sad thing. I'm going to send you that link of what the Olympic Committee said, but going back to Russia, the thing is, Donald Trump should have did it early in his term when he got he should have ordered the arrest of people of Uranium One. That would have shut down the Russian collusion big time, right there.
He should have. He should have. I don't understand why nothing is being done about Uranium One. There is so much evidence there. There's a huge amount of evidence, and Mueller's ignoring it. Sessions is ignoring it. It's the entire government is apparently being blackmailed by Hillary Clinton. They don't dare touch her or any of her cronies, and that is a cancer at the heart of our nation.
Well, Percy, I think the FBI and the Department of Justice is so corrupt. I've been hearing rumors that we might have to use the military to sort of like gut the corruption out of the bureaucracy.
Worse things have happened. I mean, we could reach a point where the federal government is seen as so corrupt, there might be a military coup. And I wouldn't want to see that actually happen. But on the other hand, most of the military people that I know and are friendly with, they are strict constitutionalists.
Yes. That's how they should have, Uranium One, that's where they should have went. And I don't care. The thing is, one thing I learned about in political warfare, type of warfare, this is it, Mike, and that is keep your enemy off balance and don't let him regain balance. If Donald Trump would have kept Hillary and the Democratic Party and the globalists off balance with arresting Uranium One and arresting Hillary, and keeping them off balance because they don't expect nobody to retaliate. you know, if you kept them off balance, you know, the songbird, Hillary saying that, that she's got dirt on everybody, it probably wouldn't have been as big as she said it would be, you know.
I well, really Hillary has, hang on, we're coming up on a commercial break. Hillary has got enough information to basically bring down the entire federal government, and that's why they're so terrified of her. That's the only thing that makes any sense at all. That's the only thing that would force Donald Trump to go along with this, because he doesn't want to be president of the country that collapsed. Anyway, George, thank you very much. Feel better, and we'll be back
thank
after
you.
This commercial break with more phone calls.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're trying to stay on top of this shooting up at YouTube headquarters. Apparently, there are some wounded. One young lady was apparently shot in the parking lot. A fellow employee used a bungee cord as a tourniquet. But the hospitals are saying there are multiple victims coming on in. Is this the latest gun grabber hoax? Maybe. Are they trying to build sympathy for YouTube and the corporate media, social media companies, possibly. But it just seems a little too convenient. But we'll just let the story unfold and see what's happening here. All righty, let's go back to the phones. Ooh, my goodness, we have lots of callers. Daniel in Canada. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how can there be a shooting at YouTube headquarters? It's a gun-free zone. Makes no sense.
Well, of course it's a gun-free zone.
This Skripal poisoning, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. Skripal. Yeah. Like what you always said before, look what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a motive for Putin to do this, especially with the World Cup coming up.
Yeah, and, absolutely. I mean, what Skripal did happened years and years ago. There was no immediate pressing need to do anything about him. And Putin had the World Cup coming up. He had his election coming up. There was no reason for him to do something like that. And let's be honest, Skripal, because of what he had done, he had a lot of enemies. A lot of people wanted him silenced. And don't forget, he was tied up with Christopher Steele and this dodgy dossier that was trying to claim Donald Trump was engaged in kinky sex with prostitutes in Moscow. And maybe somebody wanted to silence him before he went public and said, look, it's all a hoax.
All these nations just falling in line like sheep. Canada's foreign minister said the reason they expelled Russian diplomats, besides the poisoning, alleged, was because Russia was meddling in Canada's democracy. Now, if you can believe that one, I mean, that's sinking like the lowest of the low.
Well, we're getting that from all of that. That's a unified message. Russia is interfering with the rest of the world. And by golly, that's our job. Or at least that's what's coming from Washington, D.C. And yeah, it is the ultimate of hypocrisy for a nation that has U.S. special forces in something like 149 of the countries to be saying that Russia is interfering with the rest of the world, especially after Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya and Yemen and Somalia and all these other places.
Yeah, the timing is suspect with the Syria business and the fact that Russia just announced these hypersonic weapons that could pretty much eliminate the need for anything that NATO is building. So, I don't know. It seems like NATO, they already decided they're going to war with Russia. We're getting these details about, we're just getting primed for it. All right, I'll let you get on to your next callers. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, we're going to have to take a break for station identification. Okay. Stay on the line. I'll come right back to you after station identification.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.